Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grains traded higher across the board here. We had corn close on its highs or near the highs, with December at 4.5 higher, 393¾. Beans were also quite strong, up 9 cents, 883¼ there, and roughly 3 cents off of their highs from earlier in the November contract. And then wheat futures traded sideways for the most of the second half of the day anyway, but they closed up 1.5 in the December wheat at 514¾, and then December Kansas City wheat up 0.5 cent at 501 even. Now that was 4 cents off of their high. Now some pretty big moves going on in the outside market, such as the equity market. Dow Jones is up 275 at 16,652. This is the highest it's been in quite a while. The U.S. dollar is up 30. And then oil, crude oil is up 76 cents right now in November at 46.31. So there's the idea that with the higher equity market, maybe some confidence being built back into the markets. We will see. Also on the grains, of course, with the wheat specifically, really watching the weather. The really dry weather here in the southern plains up until this week. A little bit of rain now. Going to be a little bit of rain Thursday through Friday. Other parts of the world are also dry, such as Eastern Europe and Australia.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Export sales this morning were 557,000 metric tons for wheat. We were expecting 450 to 650, so that was right in the middle of the range for exports. Corn looking for 750 to 900. It was released at 469,000, and so that was considered disappointing. Last week it was 809,000, so a really disappointing week for corn. That should weigh on the bull camp here. And then for beans, they're expected to 450 to 600, and it came in at 1.12, so a really big, strong day for the beans. And that positive export report was one of the bigger reasons why beans were up 9%, or 9 cents. Crop progress today is expected to see 30% of the corn harvested, 35% of the beans harvested. It's moving along nicely. And then this Friday, as the October 9th USDA monthly report, that'll give us the latest estimate of the USDA numbers. Of course, last week we received the Informa and FC Stone numbers. Both of the numbers were lower in overall production, but a little bit higher in yield. Most of the cutback was due to some of the harvested acres number, and that's where the big focus will be at this end of the week report.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, December live cattle down 115 at 130.22, February down 105 at 132.67, November feeder cattle down $1 at 173.52, January down 105 at 168.30. December lean hogs down 65 at 64.72. February up 10 at 68.32. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat up 1.5 at 502. March up 1¾ at 516.5. December Chicago wheat up 2¼ at 515.5. December corn up 4¼ at 393.5. March up 4¼ at 403¾. November soybeans 10 higher at 884¼. January up 10 at 882¼. December cotton up 173 at 61.87, with March up 172 at 61.68. point. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.